சஞ்சய முகுந்த வாசு கோஷாயாதிகாய் நரரி ஆதிகரி சமர துலாய் சஞ்சய முகுந்த வாசு கோஷாயாதிகாய். ஸோ இந்த தி சேம் டூ அசோசியேட்ஸ் தே அப்பியர்ட் அஸ் முகுந்ததத் அண்ட் வாசுதேவ் கோஷ் தாக்கூர். ஸோ முகுந்ததத் தாக்கூர் இ வாஸ் பார்ன் இன் சட்டோகிராம் இன் பங்களாதேஷ். ஸோ ஈவன் டு திஸ் டே திஸ் பிளேஸ் இஸ் கால் புன்ரீக் தாம் இன் பங்களாதேஷ் இஸ் சட்டோகிராம். ஈவன் டு திஸ் டே மெனி டிவோட்டீஸ் ரிசைட் தேர் இன் திஸ் புன்ரீக் தாம் வித் திஸ் சட்டோகிராம் வேர் like for instance Jayapataka Swami from ISKCON, he goes there, he gives initiation to many devotees, he is going to go there after some days. So this way this place is very important for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Chattogram. So Mukundadat was born there, and then as we know when Mahabhu was born, just as all the rivers converge into the ocean, similarly all the associates who were born in different parts of Bengal, they all started converging and they all started assembling in Shridham Mayapur. So there we hear that Mukundadat, he came there, and along with Mahaprabhu they were admitted into this school of Gangadas Pandit. So you know this Gangadas stole in Vidyanagar, Mahaprabhu himself would instruct all his students how to properly respect their Gurudev. And this way Mahaprabhu, he would have many discussions with Mukundadat back and forth, and they would be cutting each other's arguments in this way. And sometimes they would also wrestle with each other, and the whole water of the Ganga would turn muddy. And in this way, but Mukunda also, he would, even when he was a young boy, he would always sing these verses of the Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu would be so happy with him. Especially after Mahaprabhu took Diksha and returned from Gaya after meeting Ishwar Puripad, then Mukunda Dutt Thakur, he sang these verses of Bhagavatam from the 10th canto describing Krishna Leela, and automatically Mahaprabhu's heart melted so much. So why? Because he is Krishna Bhav Vidhur. Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, experiencing so many intense pangs of separation from Krishna. And then in this way, even when Gadadhar Pandit, as we know, when he, in his Naravat Leela, when he could not properly comprehend who Pundarik Vidyanidhi was, Mukundadat Thakur actually, who sang this verse on the Bhagavatam, that glorified Krishna's compassion and his beauty. And automatically, Gadadhar Pandit realized who Pundarik Vidyanidhi was. And also, when Mahaprabhu was performing this Leela as Rukmini, Mahaprabhu, once Vaman Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, and Srila Gurudev, they had a discussion. Trivikram Maharaj said, "Oh, just see how merciful Krishna is. He bought milk for Madhavendrapuri near Govindakund." But Gurudev said, "Oh, but see how merciful my Srimati Radhika is. She bought milk to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami at Ter Kadam, and also she made kheer with her own hands. But did Krishna do anything like that? He didn't do." So then finally they asked Vaman Maharaj for his opinion. Who is more exalted, Krishna or Srimati Radhika? So Mahan Maharaj said, "None of them, neither of them," he said. He said, "My Mahaprabhu is most exalted." Because Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He fed his own milk. He gave his own milk to all his associates. And he was in the mood of Rukmini. What did he do? As Jagat Janini, as the Universal Mother, he fed them. So in this way, when Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the mood of Rukmini and when he was dancing, then Mukundadat Thakur also would sing all these different verses. And then Mahaprabhu automatically, it would be as an Uddipan, reminding him of all these pastimes. And then in this way, even when Mahaprabhu, in his Satprahari Abhav, when he was experiencing all these divine symptoms of Godhead, then when Mukunda was called, Mahaprabhu said, "I will not give him mercy." Because he's a Kharjatiya. Kharjatiya means, Khar means straw, and Jatiya means like a broom. So sometimes he keeps a straw in his mouth and he says he's so humble, and sometimes he's trying to hit me. Which means when he glorifies this philosophy of Shankaracharya, it's like actually, no, it's like trying to assault me. So he said, "I'll never give him prem in this life." Then they said, "When might you give him prem?" "Oh, in a million lives." And Mukundadat was so happy. Immediately started jumping up and down. And Mahaprabhu was saying, why are you so happy? "Because at least in one life I can have prem." No, similarly like we hear also, no? There's that story that once there was a Brahmin and there was another very simple person. So Naradrishi went and asked Narayan, this Brahmin asked Naradrishi, "Can you please ask Narayan when I will go to Vaikuntha?" So then Narayan told Naradrishi that, oh, he might go after like his next life, not maybe in this life. So Naradrishi told him this, then Brahman became so angry, saying, oh, I've done so many things for him and still have to wait one more lifetime. Why is he saying like this? But there was another person who also asked when he'll go to Vaikuntha, and Vishnu told Naradrishi that he'll go, as you see all these leaves on a tree, these like thousands of leaves, when all these leaves gradually fall away over the course of many, 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 many years, that means after thousands of lifetimes, he'll come to Vaikuntha. And when Naradrishi told this to the simple person, he became so happy. He said, at least in this life, at least one life I'm going. Then he went to Vaikuntha that very life. And the Brahman, he had to wait many more lifetimes. Similarly, Mukundadatta Thakur, he was so happy. Mahaprabhu blessed him. And again, he sang many verses glorifying Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he didn't tell anyone. He only told Gadadhar Pandit and Mukundadatta Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya Ratna. And in this way, Mukunda Prabhu actually tried convincing Mahaprabhu to stay in Navadvip, but Mahaprabhu said, no, now I have to go. So he went all the way to Mahaprabhu, all the different places. And then finally, he stayed there with Mahaprabhu. And every year, for the 4 months of Chaturmasa, he'd come there. So this way, today is his Tirubhavtithi. And also today is Tirubhavtithi of Kolavecha Sridhar. So Kola Becha means actually, Kol Becha means one who sells these banana fruits and all these other things. So we see that he was so poor, but still with whatever little money he'd have, he'd serve Ganga Devi. And half that, whatever he would receive, half, he was very honest, half he would keep for the worship of Ganga Devi, and half he would use for his own maintenance. And Mahaprabhu would especially steal from him, not from anyone else. He would especially even buy from him also. He said, because you're my devotee, I need to take from you, not from anyone else. And Mahaprabhu would even tease him, that the Ganga who you're worshipping is actually my wife. And close his ears, say, don't speak this way. And they say, we see that when Mahaprabhu, during his Satprahari Abhav, he asked Kolavecha Sridhar to come there. When Kolavecha Sridhar came there, Mahaprabhu said, I'll give you as much opulence as you want. Ask for anything. Then Mahaprabhu said, your hut has so many holes. Ask for anything. Kolavecha Sridhar said, at least you look at the birds. Their nest doesn't even have a roof. The nest is open. So at least my hut is not like that. It's not open. At least it has a roof, although it has many holes. So then Mahaprabhu was so happy with him and he blessed him, gave him darshan also. And we hear that when Mahaprabhu, after changing Chandkazi, when he went near his house, he drank water from his pot. We also hear that when Mahaprabhu, just before he took sannyas, he asked for this luklukki squash from Kolavecha Sridhar, and kheer was made for Mahaprabhu. And then after taking that kheer, he left. He said Kolavecha Sridhar would also come with Shivananda Sen and everyone to see Mahaprabhu during these 4 months of Chaturmasya. And also, like we hear, today is Snan Yatra. So you see in Brajmandal, in our own temple, so many preparations are being made. And we see that Krishna is being bathed. Like we see in the morning also, we had this beautiful Abhishek ceremony. So we see that actually today Jagannath appeared. So how can that be? Because we see that Krishna appeared in Janmashtami. So how is it that Jagannath appeared today? So we see that in this day in Jagannath Puri, everyone performs this Abhishek of Jagannath. And as we may have heard before, we see even the demigods also perform Abhishek of Jagannath. We see that this chandelier, this cloth, no, which covers Jagannath, has many holes. Why? Because even the demigods perform Abhishek. And therefore it rains that day. Means even the demigods through this rain are performing Abhishek with Jagannath. And we see that day, the same cloth that Jagannath wears on Nirjala Ekadashi, he wears the same cloth today also. It is said normally he doesn't wear the same cloth twice. But only on this occasion, the same cloth that he wears on this Nirjala Ekadashi also wears on this day. And normally every day there's Darpasnan. Means they show a mirror to him and they perform his Abhishek and his Snan. But today there's like this actual Snan Yatra, where it is said the king with 8 pots of water, he performs this ceremony first. And then every pot is held by 4 pandas, and this way 108 pots are offered for him in this bathing ceremony. And there's a well there also called Sona Koop, where they get water from. And also, like we heard from the Vaishnavas, water from all the different pilgrimage places, even Radha Kund, everywhere it goes and is used in Jagannath Seva. And also, like we see, sometimes there's this Hathi Vesh also. So it is said to please his devotee from South India, Ganesh. But still we see that, why is he dressed as an elephant? Because Matta Dvipa Kautaka Vibramena. We see that Krishna is like a maddened elephant. And Radharani is also like that. So this way, Krishna being maddened by the prema Srimati Radhika, he goes in this way. So we see here that, how did Jagannath appear in this world? So Gurudev has described this in his Origin of Rath Yatra book. No, he's described it there. Like initially we see that Indradyumna Maharaj, we hear that Leela, and then how Vidyapati, he went all the way, and then he found Neel Madhav there, and then Jagannath, he appeared as a log of wood. But what is the meaning of this Daru Brahma, this log of wood? This log of wood is who? It's Krishna himself, and he's floating where? Floating within a salty ocean? No. He's actually floating within the ocean of Srimati Radhika's prem. That is the meaning of appearing as a log of wood in the ocean. This ocean is Radharani's prem herself. No. Like we see that Jagannath, who is he? He's Radha Viraha Vidur. Means he is this form is experiencing so much separation from Srimati Radhika. Like Shankaracharya has also sung, no? Rasanandi Radha Sarasa Vapur Alingana Sukho. Like he's so happy to embrace Srimati Radhika. And who is Mahaprabhu? He's Krishna Viraha Vidur. He's absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So this way, when they're seeing each other, it's actually Radha and Krishna are actually meeting each other in this way. So we see that how did Jagannath appear? There's that history where Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrit that the queens of Dwaraka wanted to know about the glories of the Rajavasis. So in this way, Rohini Devi herself, she said, all right, but Subhadra, she has to stand outside and guard. And then I'll speak about all the glories of the Rajavasis. And this way, as the glories is being spoken, Krishna and Baladev could not contain themselves. So as soon as they came, Subhadra stopped them. But still, she had already melted. And Krishna and Baladev were also melted. And this way, they appeared in that form. And Naradashi asked for this benediction that you always stay in one form. But we see that there's this one particular history that is so dear to a Guru Varga. In fact, when Gurudev heard this history from the devotees, and when they heard it from Gaur Govind Maharaj, Gurudev was weeping. He said, after hearing this history, I think now I know that Gaur Govind Maharaj is in my line. Or rather, I am in his line, he said. So what is that history? We hear that Krishna, he wouldn't wake up. He was completely unconscious. And all the Dwarkavasis were so scared, all his queens. His bed was wet completely. He wouldn't open his eyes. And then they asked Naradrishi what to do. Then Naradrishi said, if I speak about the Vrajavasis, immediately he'll leave and he might not even return. So think carefully what you want me to do. Then they asked Baladev Prabhu what to do. Baladev said, what can I possibly do? I stayed there for 2 months. I convinced them I'll bring Krishna back, but still I could not take him back. So how can I? No, I cannot go back there. Krishna's a big cheater, Baladev Prabhu said. Uddhav said the same thing. I stayed there for 3 months, but still I cannot convince him to go back. So then finally, this conclusion was reached that anyhow Krishna should be sent to Vraj, or else he might even leave his body there. So in this way, Naradashi, as and when he started speaking the glories of the Vrajadevis, Krishna gradually awoke. And then he saw Uddhav and he said, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? So Naradashi, what are you doing here? He said, where is my flute? And he went looking for his flute everywhere. Oh, Lalita Vishaka may have stolen, Radharani may have stolen, where is it? And so again he fell unconscious. And then they anyhow convinced him to sit on the chariot. And then Subhadra said, I'll go first. I'll sit on the lap of Mother Yashoda and pacify her. Saying, oh, Krishna is coming, but on the way he's meeting some kings. Baladev said, if you are going, I'll also go. So first Baladev's chariot went, and then Subhadra's chariot went. And when Krishna's chariot went lastly, then there he saw Srimati Radhika lying on this bed of roses, and all the flowers had withered away because of this heat of separation arising from her body. And there we see that this Ayan Ghosh, he also came, Abhimanyu, and he was begging for forgiveness at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Oh, please forgive me. Kutila also came there and she said, oh, I doubted you. Once Krishna had a headache and he said, only the most chaste lady can cure me of this headache by carrying water in a pot which has 1,000 holes. So I said, I'm the most chaste lady, but as soon as I carried this water, all the water fell out from the pot. Now I realize, Radharani, you're so glorious. And Chandravali also came there and she said, oh, now I know Krishna only wanted to meet with me. Why? So that he can meet with you eventually. So that the meeting between you and him can be nourished more and more. Without you, Radharani, no one will survive in Braj. Everyone will die. So please give up this state of yours. And finally, when Krishna, Radharani, she said, oh, if I leave my body, the air in my body should mix with the air of Nanda Baba's courtyard. Then Krishna can breathe this air, then I can enter his body. The light in my body, the heat in my body should mix with the rays of the sun in Nanda's courtyard. Then I can touch Krishna's body. And as she said this, she became unconscious again. And seeing this, Krishna, what happened? His heart, everything melted. And Baldev, Subhadra, all their limbs melted. And then anyhow, by speaking about Radharani's glories, he was brought back to his normal state. And this way, when they appeared as Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Naradashi, he said, oh, please bless everyone with this darshan of yours. So to this day, on this tithi, he's giving darshan to everyone. So this is this meaning of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. Means, who are they? Jagannath, who is he? He is this Mahabhav Prakash. When Mahaprabhu experienced Mahabhav, even he would become like Jagannath. Like a tortoise, all his limbs would contract within himself. Similarly, Jagannath also, when this Bhav is coming within himself, then it's manifesting as the melting of his limbs. So we can only pray at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas that the meaning of this tithi can manifest in our hearts. And also lastly, the Vaishnavas have also previously spoken how Yashoda, the gopis themselves, what do? They completely cover Krishna with this suit, with this black suit, which accumulates at the bottom of this pot, cooking pot. And they cover him completely head to toe. They say, Yashoda, how have you bathed him? Look at him. You not bathe him in the true sense. We have to bathe him. And then they perform this Snanyatra on him. So, our only prayer can be at the lotus feet is, this Snanyatra can appear in our hearts. Ancha kalpataro bhishya kripasan bhishya ikhtanam bhavni bhivashna bhiva namo namah.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranagana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Gapravaram Brajarasarasigamcha Narayanam Tang Prapannam Shri Guru Charanang Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidangcha Kripa Murti Narayanam Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Vanamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangananda pranams thousands of times, Lotus Feet of Sri Paramaryadatam Guru Pada Padmam Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimar Bhaktivairanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda pranams thousands of times, Lotus Feet of my Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastangananda pranams unto all the Sambhur Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. By the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas, we are today observing Sri Jagannath Dev's Snanyatra here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. This Sri Vrindavan Dham is that very place where Sri Lord Jagannath, his heart, mind, soul, is always residing. Krishna never desires to leave Vrindavan. Therefore, it is said that Vrindavanam parityaja pada ekam na gacchati. Krishna does not take one step out of Vrindavan Dham. But for the purpose of Leela, then we know that Krishna's expansion leaves Braj and goes to Mathura and then goes to Dwaraka. Therefore, that Krishna that is there in Dwarakapuri, Then, in the separation of the Braj Devis, in the separation of all the Braj Basis, not only the Braj Devis, even Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, the Sakas, the cows, everybody, and Krishna is there weeping and remembering Vrindavan. And just like we have heard, especially this second beautiful history of Lord Jagannath Dev's appearance, today is the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. If you read Gurudev's Rath Yatra book, there he has given three histories, specific histories. And the second history is, the first one is from the Skanda Puran. There is described how this Daru Brahma, Jagannath, was made from these three logs, this whole history. But Gurudev said, more confidential than this is Sanatana Goswami's explanation in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And there we find that this Krishna, who is in separation from Vrindavan and the Brajbasis, he is weeping there, he is crying. And in separation of the Braj Devis, his form melts and he attains this form of Lord Jagannath. Hearing Rohini Mata is explaining the glories of the Braj Devis to who? Rukmini and Satyabhama and the other queens of Dwaraka. Because they become hopeless. They come to Rohini and they say that, oh, the Krishna day and night, he is only weeping. He is crying, Radhe, Radhe. And he's crying not only Radhika's name, but Lalite, Vishake. Not only that, but his Sakas, Sridham, Sudham, Madhu Mangal. And more than that, you can see that he's even crying for his cows. Yamune, Gange, Pisangi, all these cows, he's even crying for his cows even. So what is that love that is there in Braj? What is that prem that these Brajbasis have? We cannot understand and fathom. We know all the arts. We have so much opulence here. We have know everything. We try to please Krishna day and night. We are so submissive to him. But yet he is not happy. He's not pleased by our submission. You know, in the ordinary world, if anyone becomes submissive to you, they surrender to you, everyone becomes very happy. Oh, very nice. They're offering you pranam, they're serving you. Then everyone becomes very happy. But Krishna, he's not interested by this submissiveness. Krishna is very tricky. Even in Gita, he is telling Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Pade. This is Sarva Dharmam Parityaja. Ma Memakam Rajanam Saranam Braja. Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishimi Masu. He's telling surrender. But then you can see the queens are surrendering, but they have no desire. Krishna has no desire for them. So then Krishna, it seems like, oh, he is a big cheater. But in reality, the type of surrender that Krishna wants, he wants himself to surrender to the Brajvasis. He wants to be there in Braj. And he wants to surrender unto the prem of the Brajvasis. He wants to relish that prem. Therefore, even though the queens, they are surrendering, they're doing everything, Krishna is not interested. And therefore, Rohini is explaining to the queens, oh, you should try to understand the nature of the Brajvasi's prem. How it is completely selfless, with no desire for their own happiness. Gurudev has explained there are two types of prem, Sambandha Atmika Prem and Kamatmika Prem. And out of these two, the Sambandha Atmika Prem is that of the Brajvasis, like Nanda, Yashoda, Sakya Ras, Vatsali Ras, all these other rasas. And they have a deep sambandha relation for Krishna. They do everything for his happiness. They don't desire anything for themselves. But yet still, in Kamatmika Prem, there's one thing that is more than that sambandhatmika prem, is that the gopis, they completely offer themselves, their desire, their bodies, everything completely for Krishna's happiness. They don't consider their own position in any way. They don't consider, oh, I am like the other Brajvasis, they have some sambandha with Krishna. I am his relative, I am his father, I am mother, I am this, that. And based on that sambandha, they love Krishna. But the gopis, without any designation, sarva parivi nirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam, they just completely serve Krishna with all their body, mind, senses, everything. And therefore, Krishna becomes bound by this sabhavik prema of the Brajvasis. So that there's that special madhuryata, that special sweetness there in the love of the Brajvasis. It is not tinged by any kind of Aishwarya Gyan. Knowledge of Krishna is Bhagavata. Krishna says that Sakala Jagate Mor Kore Vidhi Bhakti. Vidhi Bhakti Braja Bhave Paite Nahi Shakti. ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನದ ಜಗದ ಸಗದ ಸಬ್ ಜಗದ ಮಿಶ್ರಿತ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಶಿಥಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ನಹಿ ಮೋರ ಪ್ರೀತ. That this kind of prem, which has this aishwarya, nahi mora prita, it does not attract me in any way. I don't like it, it makes it very weak. I want this natural relation, natural love that the Brajvasis have. Therefore Krishna, because he's for so, his whole childhood, his balya leela, pauganda leela, his kaishura leela, all he performed there in Braj. And therefore he is completely bound by the love of the Braj gopis, the Brajvasis, and therefore now that he is, even though in his mool form, his original form, he is there. Uddhav, he is witness to this. But even his expansion is gone. That Krishna who is there in Dwarka now is weeping and crying for the Brajvasis, desiring their associates, desiring their company, desiring that priti. Therefore, later we see that in Kurukshetra, when they went for the sacrifice, when the Radhika and all the Brajvasis came there, then Radhika told Krishna that Priyasam Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas, that, oh Krishna, I know you're not happy to be here, that only if you come back to Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna and play your flute on the fifth note, will you be actually happy. It sounds like Radhika is desiring this. Radhika and the gopis, they want Krishna to come to Vrindavan. Yes, they do want, but why do they want? Because they know that without the Yamuna, without Vrindavan Dham, without the swabhavik prema of the Brajvasis, Krishna cannot be happy. So for Krishna's happiness, they are desiring this. Therefore, they are asking Krishna, come with us. And they are putting Krishna on the chariot of their hearts, their minds, and they are taking him to Vrindavan. This is the mood of the Rath Yatra festival. So before 2 weeks before this Rath Yatra is this Nan Yatra, the appearance day of Jagannath. And now to set the stage, prepare everything, make everything ready for the Rath Yatra. Now Jagannath, or Krishna, he is performing this pastime. So Jagannath is who? That Krishna who is there in Dwarka, he is weeping and weeping. And now his hands is gone, his legs has disappeared, everything. His eyes become very wide in astonishment, hearing the glories of the Braj Devis. And then this form of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, all manifest. This Sanatana Goswami is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Now, then Lord Jagannath, he is performing this Snan Yatra, because now the Chandan Yatra is finished for 1 month. It's hot season. It's very intense hot season. Now is we are coming down, like crossed over, like half, more than halfway now. Now Jyeshtha Mas, now this next month is starting this Ashar, I think. Ashwin. Ashar. So the Ashar month is starting. Then soon then rainy season will come. So now to make Jagannath completely cool after the Chandan festival, and now he's performing this snan. And then as we know, for 2 weeks now Jagannath will not get darshan. He'll catch a cold. Bathing so much, now he has a cold. And why? Because he's now Lakshmi will serve Jagannath. He will take service from Lakshmi for 2 weeks. And in this way, Jagannath will like invest some time with Lakshmi Devi. Then after 2 weeks, then Jagannath will then reveal his real true intention. Oh, actually, I want to go for a little trip. I want to go to Vrindavan, Gundicha. I'll come back very soon. And now because Lakshmi has been serving for 2 weeks, now she's a little happy and pacified in this way, then she cannot say no. Then Jagannath is leaving the Nilachal and he's going to Gundicha, and now he's able to meet with all the Brajvasis there, all the Daitas, Daitapatis. So then he's Parikars there. So this Snan Yatra is this auspicious preparation. It's an auspicious pastime that is now going to help arrange Krishna meet again with his Brajvasis. But in reality, we know Krishna is always here in Braj, as is the Sri Guru Parman, as is the Vaishnavas. They're always here in Braj, and therefore they are connecting us to this Vrindavan Dham. And Param Gurudev said 3 times a year, Kartik, Navadip Dham Parikrama, and this Rath Yatra. These are 3 times one charges one's batteries. So this Rath Yatra festival serves as a great udipan, a great stimulus for remembering this Braj Leela, Mahaprabhu's moods, and help us develop this greed, this intense desire, this asha bandha, this deep, this desire to actually one day come to Vrindavan, the Braj, and enter into the service of the Brajvasis. So we're praying here to the lotus feet of Guru Padapadam and the Vaishnavas, Lord Jagannath, please they give their causeless mercy that I will always able to absorb my heart and mind in these topics. And also practice them in my life. Vancha kalpatrubhyasya pasindubhyavacha padhidhanubhavanubhya vaishnubhyavacha.
I spoke more than an hour today, but I already spoke.
I'm not hearing. You're speaking for everybody, so not for me. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवगोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जाहोते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुराण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय जय गुरु नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय तदीय संजत्रा महामहोत्सव की जय जय समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि नाउ इज वृंदावन धाम कॉल जल यात्रा some explaining telling snan yatra big festival now water festival not grains festival not fruits festival not oil festival no butter festival on this is water festival very dry there no water then now is It's 24 hours bathing within water. Water festival. This is only so-called. Yeah, real. How understanding? Therefore, like Krishna in Dwarakapuri, within Dwarakapuri are 56 crores Yadavas, Yadubansi. Now, Varun Devata, ocean, Samudra Devata, he is hearing Krishna disappears, Baladev Prabhu disappears, all Yadavas disappears. Now he is within flood, he is all covering Dwarakapuri. No Dwarakapuri has no place, no room. Krishna has no house, no other palace, and nice, Dwarakapuri, everything is now water inside. Samudra Devata acquiring all. Nothing there. After his destroy all, then he's not happy. Krishna's house, Krishna's dham, Dwarakadham, without any condition and cause. He is all acquiring and covering, all destroy. No more room, no more place, no more anything. Then he is feeling very sadness. Then he is praying, Guru, Adiguru Brahma is near. Oh, my dear Pitamaha, please give me advice, I am doing some wrong. I am now, this Dwarkapuri, Dwarkadham, I am flooded with this all destroyed. Everything. Now what is coming for me? Punishment. How can I will be happy? Before I am very happy. All holy river coming my near, everybody coming and respecting, and I am very pleased all time. But now I am destroying. Deep. Varun Devata Ausand has, Ratnakar has, one instruction. Whenever crossing your area, until if there is your side and area, you are not crossing. Now Dwarkapuri, long time is there, 100 years. Now is nothing. Then he is feeling very sad. Then Adiguru Brahmajnana is praying. Also, Krishna's house has Krishna's deities, Baladeva's deity, Subhadra, Sudarshan, all things present, but they have now no room. They are floating in the on top of ocean. Why no room? Then where going? Where staying? You know, Arjuna taking many Yadavas Dwarkapuri to Hastinapuri. Vajranava also came, Krishna's grandson. Many, many came, old, young, ladies, this and that. But they are not thinking about Krishna's, this place. They are Krishna's room, house, Krishna's many things. Not one house Krishna's, 16,108 Krishna's house. All houses, nice, nice Krishna's picture, deities, they are worshipping. Why Krishna many times is going, Hastinapuri, Kurukshetra, wartime, many, many places. That time all are, every day, beloved Krishna, they are serving. Now Varun Devata, no kind. Now, these many things, not inside water, on top of floating. Then saying Adiguru Brahma, also Maharaj Indradumna, he is praying Adiguru Brahma's near. He is also in Satya Yuga, he is helping all. Brahma creating many soul for giving this body. And then they are now creation after they are now present this world. They are helping for, he is also praying good Brahma's near. So that time Brahma telling, you doing dhyan, tapasya, chanting this mantra, then possible God is giving you darshan, God is coming, appears and giving darshan and helping all jivas. Very easy then, not too hard for you. Then he is chanting this mantra after his short dream. Very nice ditties, playing flute, Tribhanga Swarup, Natabar, very nice. Then he is asking his minister next day, or Brahmin, priest, please, my country, my this world inside, anywhere, these Krishna's deities, I am going there I am worshipping, otherwise bringing here my palace. He's tried. But after everybody is sending, all are gone, watching, searching, cannot find him. But Vidyapati, he's saying, okay, please, you give me mantra, then possible. Otherwise, without mantra, I'm going, nothing, I'm watching and looking, no understanding, no finding. You give me mantra, then it's possible everything. Then king is saying, this is Brahma give me, how can I'm giving you? So I'm asking, then he's not independent, king but not independent. Brahma saying, okay, you're giving this mantra, mantra and mantra devata are not different. Then giving mantra, Vidyapati is chanting this mantra, continue. Why mantra devata has power, attraction power? Anybody chanting mantra, automating, they are coming nearby God, nearby Holy Dham. Like over world countries people chanting Gopala mantra. Then I am coming Vrindavan. Without any hesitation, without any condition, without any business, without any greed, they automatically coming. They think I am come, but no, Krishna calling, mantra pulling, mantra bringing. So now Vidyapati chanting mantra, he don't know who is going. But he automatically walking, forest, jungle, hills, river, all crossing. He came on places. This is called Kuntila. Kuntila. Very thrown and very jungle, forest, guard, all hills area. But he came and then looking, there is Saptaganga. Also there Malachandan hills. Very nice area. He came and then very happy. Then he's asking village, small jungle village, Adivasis, asking, oh, night time now. Anywhere possible I'm staying night time. Everybody telling our village has one sardar. He's very good person, kind for us. And he helping everybody, serving everybody. His house you go, he has one daughter. She is definitely arranging for you and he is coming night time, giving darshan, everybody is also helping us. He is very powerful person. Vidyapati hearing and his mind is attracting and heart is attracting. Now he is came to his house and knocking door. Door meaning straw hut, jugi jopri. Then one girl is come, like Kishori. But very nice, jungle has like these girls, like more than princess. Also, very sweet. And asking, oh, Brahminadev, how helping and serving in you? I say, I want to stay night time. Therefore, I need some place. Then, so I have one straw hut, you staying there. Any jungle root and fruits, anything you like to cooking, why all are lower caste, village, forester, jungle, Adivasi, you Brahmin, Vidyapati, to you yourself cooking. He said, no need cooking, you giving some fruits and things, but not now. Your father is coming, I'm meeting with him and then. The God, very kind, giving mantra first. After he giving good relation with his near and dearest, close to his beloved followers. Otherwise, no understanding direct God and Lord. Now, he is waiting. Night time, like 9:30, 10 o'clock, one person is came. Oh, Dibba. Very, very long and tall and healthy. And complete body too. Very good smell, sandal. Smell, lotus smell, very nice smell. Also looking this body like his night time is shining, lighting, bright, very happy person. Then he's thinking, in this world nobody happy. But this person is always very happy, very sweet. And looking him, all villagers, everybody offering pranam. He everybody giving bless. And what he is giving them, he don't know. He no understanding. After he is come, all are pranam. Vidyapati think I am also offering pranam, but he is Brahmin. He sprouts. How can I am offering pranam? But he is holding hands. No offering pranam. Next. He is saying, oh, Brahmanadev, any footstep, anything you needed. Say, no, your darshan is more than foods, more than other nectar. I'm very happy. Long time I'm doing journey, but I am tired. But I am look at you, meet with you, I'm very happy. I don't know why. He say, yes. You are with this. Anandamaya, Satchidananda, Swarup, Lord with this, you meeting, Lord, God person with this meeting, then automatically will be happy. Otherwise, not possible anybody will be happy in place in this world. Until they are not meeting within this God and God families, God persons. Other person is meeting, then little bit like this, some sweet, but this is not is permanent, temporary, a relief. Now, night time, Vidyapati is staying. Morning time, looking early morning, he is disappeared. Then he is asking Lalita, where is your father? See, he is early morning, Brahma Murta, every day going. Where going, all I don't know. He come in night time. Daytime he cannot come in. Where staying, what doing, all I have no idea. Then he is staying there. But his mind is not giving answer, going for other way. Continue staying. And after one day saying, oh, Lalita, please you asking your father, where he is going, what he is doing. And also, I am here long time. You asking your father, I want to get married with you. Then she is asking, father is agree. After marriage complete, then he is asking, your father near asking, where he is going. He is not telling, then I am give up my body. I am doing suicide. Then who will be widow? You are suffering. Anyhow, now Vidyapati is everything telling father near. Father say, okay, one condition. I am taking him with me, but I am trying, his eyes I am closing, trying. And within bull car, he is coming with me, and after the evening time, I am coming, then I bring him. He not telling anybody where I am taking, what I am doing. That's okay. Agree. But Lalita also very clever. Going time bull car, morning time, she is one bundle of mustard seed he is giving. She is giving. A mustard seed, the bundle make a little hole. One, two, dropping, going, line by, way, forest and jungle. And rainy season, this is growing, line, then understanding. A flower come, then yellow wall, then automatic understanding which way. Right? And also, Lalita has desire. My father, where going? What is doing? I never meeting, I never see. Now, he is gone. Hill station, lot of jungle, forest, he is gone there. And then Lalita's father named Vishabhasu. He is saying, I am going now collecting some flower, collecting some sandal, pasting, water, and after I am opening this temple. But he is looking one crow, there is one lake ponds on top of hills. One crow is sitting in this top of trees branches. but he is sleeping and he fall down. Where in pond is it? And he is dry and his body living and he's become Chaturbhuj. And Guru Roy came and carrying him and he's gone Vaikuntha. Then he said, wow, very nice place. One crow is getting mukti, liberation, and he's gone Vaikuntha. He is gone in top of branch, tree, he climbed, and jumping. I am also leaving my body. Very good time, very good. He's gone in on top of tree. Then Vishabhasu came, hey, why are you climbing this tree? See, one crow is gone Vaikuntha, living body, I am also jumping, living body here. Say, no. Don't do suicide. Also, sky sound is hearing. Now this is not time for you. Then opening temple, he forget everything. Oh, now his temple inside is the deity. And deity's name is Nilmadhava. Tribhanga Swarup, playing flutes. How is this Swarup? And Vishabhasu passed, pasting chandan, smearing bodies, doing abhishek, after four fruits and flower collecting honey, offering bhoga, complete day doing kirtan, stop, stuti, pray, many seva. Night time, closing eyes, and then coming back. Then he say, yes, today this mantra and mantra devata giving me darshan, not only giving me mercy, every bless, he accepting me. But I am king's servant, I am going back king near and calling king, bringing king, and king will be very pleased and happy. But he not saying Vishabhasu near, he not telling Nilmadhav near. He saying, Lalita, now I am going back my house. After some time I am coming back. And there my family all are waiting. He is came and King Niyar is giving this news. Oh, I am meeting with this Nilmadhav. Then King said, no need more capital, no need anything, I am going. He is with the ministers, with his all palace, everybody with his, he is come. But that time, nothing there. All things is disappears. Then king is doing tapasya. Bank of ocean. Then Varundevata giving this, this four tree trunk. Red color, all sign is there. Shankar Chakra, Gada Padma, lotus, all sign. With the king. Then king is collecting this wood, Chakratirtha. And they are to collect after thinking of making duties, Krishna's duties. But nobody possible making. After one old Brahmin came, Brahmin saying, I am making duty, but you give me time, 21 days. It's okay, making a nice house. He's gone inside. He said, not opening door. I am making duty, then I am opening door. King that time not asking, what are you eating? How can you staying? 21 days. But king is arranging room and giving. One day queen is asking after 15 days, 2 weeks. Queen saying this, no sound also. Or the Brahmin is inside. He has life, he's not eating and drinking. He's died, then his big problem coming. Brahmavitya, big sins. So please, you're opening door. She is all time giving instruction and request. Then king is breaking door and gone inside. And looking, this Brahmin is very disturbed. See, why you opening door? Only more 7 days. I am making duty half. Only eyes. Half hand, also not complete. Now I can do. I am going. He is gone. Then king doing next tapasya. Then he is thinking, I am fasting and hunger strike with this, I am leaving my body. I am doing very big offense. After Adiguru Brahma, all are came and giving darshan and telling, no, God has desire like this, and Swarup with his manifesting Swarup, and he will be this Swarup with his present and giving everybody blessed and happy. You make temple, then king is arranging very nice temple. After installing for, he's gone Brahmaloka, inviting for Brahma. But Brahma near going and coming back, many, many yuga is changed. Then Brahma say, where is your temple? Where is deity? All sand inside is already covered. Then another one king, he is this top of sand with his starting his program, journey, then his horse running, then horse legs is cut with his this Sudarshan Chakra on top of. Then he's digging 100 meters down, then he's finding my temple. He said, this is my temple. Then Indradhanu Maharaj came Brahmalok too. He said, this is my temple. This is my temple. Then quarreling, Brahma say, no, this is Indradhanu making. Then after these deities are Gundicha, nearby Chakradirtha. They are Chakradirtha too, Maharaj, the deities for making car, rath. And after doing Abhishek, and after temple, installing these deities. Now these deities is present, so he is, the Snanjatra today, he is appears. He is appears there. Then Adiguru Brahma, he is giving all Rishi Maharshi, Brahma Maharshi, Tapasvi, everybody is priest, order. All holy tirthas, water, Mandakini, all water is bringing and doing Abhishek. Then all demigods came, Brahma is his priest, his main priest, is morning to starting Abhishek. But other side, Krishna has desire, Baldev and Subhadra Sudarshan. All are morning to going forest and jungle and bathing, Pavan Sarovar, other lake, river, Jamuna, swimming. And Dwarkapuri, only Rukmini and queens are gold pot with his. They are doing Abhishek. Like one bucket water, two bucket water, three is enough, oh, too much. So Krishna says, scale with his waiting water and giving bathing for. This is not enough for me. Also, this Rukmini, Satyabhama, Krishna doing Abhishek, they have no love and no sweetness. How is Krishna free, playing in this? Also, Dwarka, ocean water is very salty. No taste, no sweet, burning. Or, you know, ocean inside is jellyfish. Jelly. Oh, going inside body, then body is complete burned. So Krishna see this salty water, they giving me bathing for. No. Rukmini, Satyabhama arranging, Krishna not happy. He like this Brajavasis, Brajabhumis, this Abhishek, bath. Now, today, is calling. No Rukmini coming, no Satyabhama. He left all Dwarka, everybody's. He is now Sudarshan, Subhadra, and Baldev and Krishna present. He is inviting all Brajavasis, Brajadevis, Daitas. Now today Daita came. Early morning, temple to starting pounding. they abusing too much, eating lot of very wet, now become old. Where gone your young age? You are running and everywhere going, now you can move also. They too much fighting within Krishna and taking Krishna out. And taking out in Snan Mandap. Then all Daityas came. They are smearing his bodies. Nice sandalwood face, avata, udvartan, many things after they starting this abhishek. Then Krishna very happy. Krishna is all black, body's color, and long time not bathing, the morning to evening, one by one group. Jiv Goswami Prabhu writing Madhava Mahotsav Grantha, there is telling. Tarunyamrita Dhara Snan, Karunyamrita Dhara, and Lavanyamrita Dhara. Three bath, three types of abhishek. This is not enough. Then he said, nine types of abhishek. This heart is very soft and sweet. Then you become also sweet. And then possible this. You are showering by love. No love, only water is throwing. This water has no shakti, no taste. You have sweetness, love, and then give water one drop. This is also very tasteful. Otherwise, water is one third in this world. But that water has no love and no taste. Sun God, water filtering and taking, making clouds. That water is clean. But that water has no love. Sun is by force stealing like this. But heart is melting. Then people, tears is flowing, dropping. The tears is sweet, leaking and eating, tears is also salty. But love tears, this is sweet, also cool. Other tears is hot and salty. But heart has pure love and nectar, then is ice tears also sweet. Sweating also sweet, but this is also not offering. This is dirty. But where from coming this clean water? Water is clean, very rare, very not possible you finding. Anywhere you going, you filtering, will be distilled water, but not clean. There are also many other things. So these things, Jiva Goswami Prabhu writing, only this Jal Jatra, Snan Jatra day. First is Brajamandal giving announcement. Krishna very sick and Krishna health is not good. Now how Krishna will be okay? And is honest and chaste. Ladies are carrying water, 1,000 holes in pot has that pot with it. Sahasra Shishya Abhishek. Meaning 1,000 holes, any pots, but that pot filling within water and bringing. But how bringing? All water is dropping. Then Jatila Kutila, their followers, all telling, I am chaste and honest. Possible, I am doing abhishek. They are gone. This pot is what are bringing, but one drop also not come. Then last time, with his Sakhij Manjari, with his Srimati Dharani, with his, there is gone. Filling Krishna's for water, pots, but one drop of not gone, all water is there. So they are now doing Krishna's abhishek. And Krishna become healthy and happy. Rishi Maharshi, Brahmarshi Tapasvi, or Brajavasi, they are came. They are doing abhishek within own place, mercy. They are giving mantra, mantra abhishek. After Puspa abhishek, after this, telling Ratna, Ratna abhishek, meaning gold, silver, melting, water with the mixing, doing abhishek. Also, Panchamrita abhishek. Many things after Srimati Radharani bringing this water, then Sahasra Shishya abhishek. That abhishek after Krishna getting good health. Then Krishna remembering all time, when Brajavasis are coming, I am suffering. Other person has no love, contaminated. They are sharing own self, many others, but who is Ananya? Only everything for me. Then Dvaitas came and doing abhishek, not 1 minute, morning to evening. After he become sick. Why? He is saying, oh Mahalakshmi, now I am sick, you never come in my room. Why you are all time cooking rice and dal and eating, now I am 15 days not eating, now looking you, why? The Dvaitas already came. They closing his gate, they massaging oil and giving vanaspati herbs, ausadhi, and giving only fruits and roots. What? First food, giving sapari. Sapari meaning is pineapple. And then now a lot of mango, giving a lot of mango. After jackfruit, also banana. Oh, how is this banana? But four things taking, and only he is taking, makkhan butter, mixing within water and candy, sugar, and making liquid, and this is drinking only. And eating medicine, herbs. What? This Brajadevi is remnants. Inside temple room, more than 100 all Dvaitapati. All time the massaging, oil, medicine oil. 1 year complete, this oil which is giving herbs and digging earth and putting there. 1 year after, the taking out and massaging. After giving these herbs, medicine, and these drinks and fruits. So 15 days, all Dvaita eating within Jagannath in temple inside. They not come out, and Jagannath not get opening, not giving darshan. 15 days with them. They embracing, kissing, playing, and serving. After 15 days, he is called Navajovan. Become old before, now he is young. Become young. Fresh Jagannath. Then Netrusav. He is now giving darshan everybody. He is looking, who is waiting for me. After darshan, he meeting, open. Everybody is with him. Everybody going, embracing, no touching, no problem. Then next day telling, I am now going Sundarachal, my birthplace. I am going there. And then 3 car arranged. His Dvaitas are calling and pulling and taking Sundarachal. Also he cannot come. In 9 days they are staying. After he's come back, Swayan Ekadasi, and say, I'm 4 months sleeping. I am not eating, not looking, not talking. Now I'm going for resting for. Then he's 4 months for he come Brajadham. Within Brajadevis. Here is Julan Jatra, Janmashtami, Guru Purnima, Annakut Festival, all Saradiya Ras, but all program is following. After Devutthana Ekadasi, then he is, one Swarupiti is going, but Brother Swarupiti is forever staying. To all Brajalila, he is remembering, continuing, and giving this everybody's good opportunity, learning for Brother Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continue 18 years is like there, and Mahaprabhu very happy. This all Braja Anuragi, Brajavasi service with this. So this Snan Jatra, this is not bathing outside in, he is very happy. This Kaviraj Goswami therefore is saying, only possible this Tarunyamrita Dhara Snan. Lavanyamrita, Karunyamrita Dhara Snan. Jiv Goswami say, more, not this much. So our sampradaya, this Jal Jatra or Snan Jatra, very specialty. Other sampradaya, they are Vaishnava sampradaya, they are doing no kabihar, like Jal Jatra. They 1 month complete every day boating. Madhujaya Gopal saying, I am 12 month every day boating. Every day going out within car festival, not one day. Jagannath only 1 day, going and 1 day coming. But Gopal say no, every day. He, evening time he not going, car with his, he not sleeping. He is coming night time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then he is sleeping. So all South India temple has this nice lake. There this boat festival they are doing. Also there is everyday abhishek, everyday. But other places, not everyday abhishek. Therefore say, okay, 1 day, yearly 1 day, many duties, but not abhishek. Only Jal Jatra day, San Jatra day, Thakurji coming outside and everybody they are doing abhishek. But then he is looking how, which person has this heartfelt love, heart is melting and pure nectar which is bathing and showering me. Also this nicely reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then there is clear Kaviraj Goswami explaining this sneha man pranay, rag anurag, bhav mahabhav, modan madan, all expression. And who is serving sweetly, who has some kapatta, some dirty, like what is difference Chandrabali is love and Radharani is love? How she is serving? Sakhas are also serving, mothers are also serving. Buddha is explaining, evening time, Krishna come back, Gocharan to, cow set to. Then Yashodamata arranging many pots of water, Krishna bathing for. Then Yashodamata say, hey, quickly bathing and drying, servants, Chitra, Patra, Bhadrak, Ratrak, all, and quickly Krishna coming, Prasadam for Nanda Baba waiting. Sakhis at that time cooking inside his Manjarajar Radharani with his cooking kitchen. They are quickly, this all pots down, all black color. They hand some giving oil or ghee and all dirty color, black one, they smearing on hand. And hiding, telling Yashodamata, oh, why he late? Cook is finished, everything ready. Bhoga finish, why not coming? Then all running, gone, Krishna's near, and Krishna's back, smearing this black ointment, and face and body, Krishna black, also giving more black. Then Yashodamata came and showing, look, mother, how is black? Dirty all bodies, need hot water, need towels, many things needed. And then Yashodamata say, oh, He complete daytime, morning going in forest and lake and that jungle and there dust and no good. Oof, very black. Eh? Then she's gone for towel and hot water. And there is rubbing more Krishna's bodies, Krishna's feet, Krishna's hands, and giving caressing, and Krishna is sound loudly shouting. And then mother is asking, what happened? See, he not ready to giving for cleaning. Now need cleaning. You bring milk and bring besan, mixing and rubbing, then cleaning. One side cleaning, other side other sukhi giving more black ointment. So how long there is touching and this bath for abhishek for they doing all program. Sometimes they nobody there, only sukhis manjaris, there is kissing Krishna, there is taking his feet, now Krishna alone, and not possible going anywhere. Also Yashoda Mata not there, she is going basan and milk for, she is going other things for, towels for, and look, mother, all things come black. Mother is Goli Gopi, Yashoda, she has no doubt. But what they doing? They have kumkum, sometimes giving kumkum and black and mixing and giving Krishna's cheek and face and bodies. Then say, look, mother, how is his body, says, position? So like 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours is only this abhishek for going. And sometimes they are pinching. Krishna, shouting. Just what happened? Oh, he is running, look. Say, hey, don't go, sitting there. Bathing for, bringing water, water, water. Then Krishna said, no, I am going to Pavan Sarovar, there I am bathing, I will be clean. Then jump, quick running, and they are gone. Then Sakhas are looking, where from come this black ointment? How come? Then quickly there is taking clay, you know, there clay, mud, taking and rubbing bodies. And after washing and clean. Then Krishna shining and Krishna come back. So this abhishek, many types of these things explaining is not possible. Anybody doing on sadhana will be there, then they are looking and meeting how is this abhishek, how is sweet abhishek. This is not jal jatra, not snan jatra. This is this, therefore telling Amrita Snan, Tarunya Amrita Snan, and Lavanya Amrita Snan, Karunya Amrita Snan. Everything Kaviraj Goswami is Amrita, nectar, nectar with his bathing. Those experiences are not possible. Intimate, anybody like this position, then possible anything is telling. Very sweet program. So one day, giving all our chance, how many person has love for Krishna's bathing for? Own bathing for, shampoo, and how many things giving? Going in bathroom like half an hour, 1 hour, after going beauty parlor, and after is polishing, after bathing, how, after spraying bodies, this smell, good things, but nothing. Body become old. But Krishna, Seva, then Kishore and Kishoris, they have become young. Though this Srila only possible this within bona fide Guru Varga, then Durdarshan, distance to looking, no, they giving chance, you go serving, like Krishna's duty. But how many person has love? I am going, smearing, nice, serving. But anybody has this utkanta eager, then they also eternal world, also they getting this seva adhikar. Then they understanding how is this sweet lila. So today is this jal jatra, snan jatra, also his appearance day. He thinking every day will be my appearance day, but not possible. Why? Many types of bhakta. All are has many types of desire. All are not toilets. But therefore Krishna in Brajamandal forever. Braja Brajavijar with his this lila. And Braja Sakhas with his this lila. Daytime with his Sakhas. Evening time this Sakhi Manjaris. Also sometime in Jamuna. Midnight Rasnila after, all are inside the Jamuna. Then how is this bath? Sweet. Everything is only smaraniya. Bas. Smaran Leela. Now, next is hearing. Gautramanande.
Yashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda Jaya Yashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda Gopala Govinda Jai Madan Mohana Hari Ananta Mukunda Ananta Mukunda Jaya Yashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda Gopala Govinda Jaya Achyuta Madhava Ram Vrindavan Chandra Vrindavan Chandra Jai Murali Vadan Shyam Gopi Janananda Jaya Yashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda Gopala Govinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Thank you.
श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्व गिरिधारी श्री राघवेंद्र बिहारी जीव की जय ताशर सखी वृंद की जय श्री पंचतात्मक श्री सचिनंदन गौरी भक्तदान श्री राम सई महाराज की जय राम सई महाराज की जय प्रज्ञान किशोर सई महाराज की जय त्याय जगत गुरु भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती स्वामी ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की जय त्याय श्री गौर किशोरदास बाबूजी महाराज की जय त्याय श्री भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर की जय त्याय श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय श्री समस्त सर्वपन कार्य गुरुवर्ग की जय त्याय श्री भक्तिराम त्रिविक्रम गोस्वाई महाराज की जय त्याय श्री भक्तिराम साई महाराज की जय श्री प्रभुपाद स्वपरिकर रिंद की जय श्री बाबू विद्यभूषण प्रभु की जय श्री विश्वनाथ चतुर्वेदी ठाकुर पाद की जय उत्तम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभुत्राय की जय श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय श्री चैतन्य 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 भागवत की जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री शिव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सर गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय श्री लोकनाथ दास गोस्वामी गोस्वामी जय सर्वदान राय वृंदादि गौर पार्श्विंद की जय कवि शेखर मुकुंद ठाकुर त्रिवावती मोहम्मद साहु की जय श्री अष्टगौर चार्ज गोपाल श्री महंत की जय प्रबोधनंद श्री ठाकुर पाल जी नमाचार श्रीवास ठाकुर जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय स्वपरिकर महावेन्द्र पुरी पाद की जय अंतर्दीप मायापुर सुगंधदीप कोदंदीप मधुदीप कोदंदीप प्रदीप जानदीप मोहनदीप दीपक नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय राधा कृष्ण ओम गुरु वरदान दास नाथ गुरु जंडल ओम क्षेत्र धाम की जय राधा कृष्ण श्याम गुरु नगर गंगा तुलसी रख देवी जय विराज गोवर्धन जी की जय योग में वृंद देवी गोपी शर्मा देवी जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुषण जी जगन्नाथ देव स्नान यात्रा की जय तिथि बांगा विभक्त वृंद की जय भक्त प्रवर श्री प्रहलाद महाराज की जय श्री नरसिंहदेव देवी की जय श्री राम जिसमें चय चारिंद की जय अनंत कोटि वर्षविंद जय सिंह श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय नंदे हरी हरि।